always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump denies Elon Musk was going to be shown confidential information today. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Trump really talked a lot about the New York Times' story about Elon Musk reportedly going to the Pentagon to meet and see plans for a future war with China. Trump said that was false.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Musk was there to discuss innovation and efficiencies. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports Trump has announced who will build the Air Force's future fighter jets.
In a place where it's hard to keep secrets, this has been one of the best kept secrets. The next generation air dominance platform, the F-47, it's been awarded to Boeing.
The power is coming back on at London's Heathrow Airport after a fire at a nearby electrical substation. The airport hopes to resume some flights later today. This stranded passenger is not optimistic.
I might be here another day, actually. Not the worst thing in the world. It's my favorite city, but I need to be home.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
We wrap up the week of Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapids Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than 3 million deaths are reported to the Social Security Administration each year, and they say the agency's records are highly accurate. Here's Joanne Krulotz.
Of these millions of death reports received each year, less than one-third of 1% are erroneously reported deaths that need to be corrected. Deaths are reported to Social Security primarily from the states, but also from other sources, including family members, funeral homes, federal agencies, and financial institutions. In a 2008 audit report, the IG noted that SSA receives most death reports from funeral homes or friends and relatives of the deceased. SSA considers such first-party death reports to be verified and immediately posts them to the Death Master file. Instances when a person is erroneously reported as deceased to Social Security can be devastating to the individual spouse and dependent children. Benefits are stopped in the short term, which can cause financial hardship until fixed and benefits restored, and the process to prove an erroneous death will always seem too long and challenging. If a person suspects that they have been incorrectly listed as deceased on their Social Security record, they should contact their local Social Security office as soon as possible. They can locate their nearest Social Security office at ssa.gov/agency/contact. They should be prepared to bring at least one piece of current original form of identification. Social Security takes immediate action to correct its records, and the agency can provide a letter that the error has been corrected that can be shared with other organizations, agencies, and employers.
For additional information, visit ssa.gov and search for What to Do When Someone Dies. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks drain the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. At one point, Milwaukee led by 35. Kyle Kuzma on what's kept the Bucks together despite losing five of their last eight.
I think our positivity as a group, our communication as a group. I think in that Golden State game and even OKC and the games prior, we kind of get into like a phase where we don't talk as much. We're like locked in. But I think consistently we did a good job of being positive and having a good spirit. I thought that was a good thing.
March Madness. Marquette faces the New Mexico Lobos tonight in Cleveland in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers advance after beating Montana yesterday, 85-66. John Blackwell led with 19 points. Up next, Wisconsin faces BYU tomorrow night at 6:25. And in Madison, the Boys State High School semifinals continue today at the Kohl Center. The state finals are tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with those winds warming us up to highs flirting with 50. Some spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, and a few flurries could mix in there. As winds switched out of the north and drag us cold, down to the teens. But for tomorrow, it'll be calm and sunny, with highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The madness.
Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
Continues.
Sanjay with bad intentions.
questions.
It's the NCAA tournament.
The Wisconsin Badgers will advance to the round of 32.
Join us tomorrow live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and BYU. Our coverage begins at 5:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball here at our studios at WRCE in Richland Center. As Terry Barr said there at the top of the show, glad to have you along. Mr. Zommers down in Madison, the world headquarters. It is Friday, TGIF, on this 21st of March, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, Zommers, as we continue a little remodeling down at the old home station in Madison.
Remodeling indeed. They are in there right now working on it.
Wow, very exciting. Well, we appreciate all of our wonderful and fine engineers for putting in that new equipment and looking forward to that next week being back there. But always happy to get out on the road. All of our wonderful Civic Media stations, our great staff, and of course, our great communities all around the state of Wisconsin. As part of what makes Wisconsin great is to get out here and talk to all the wonderful people that listen to us each and every day. It's a beautiful day here in Southwest Wisconsin. Sun is out, a little overcast skies here and there, but all in all, temperatures in the low 50s, so should be a pretty nice weekend, Zommers. You're going to watch, I know you're not super into the NCAA tournament, so I'm not sure if you're going to watch any basketball or not, but any big plans for the weekend?
I'll probably watch some basketball. I have no specific games in mind because I don't know anything about the schedule, but I know my roommate will have something on and I'll probably watch it. Aside from that, going to hang out with one of my friends tonight that I haven't seen in couple months maybe, so that should be nice. Fun.
Well, very good. I'll need to
see a man about a horse, or rather remove a groundhog from the premises.
Yes, I'll be working on groundhog removal later on this afternoon, but also be looking forward to watching a little basketball as well. As we said before, Wisconsin, the Badger men's basketball team takes on BYU in the round of 32 tomorrow afternoon, actually early evening. 6:45 is the tip-off time, and you can hear that game over the air in terms of terrestrial broadcast radio here in Richland Center on WRCE, up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, and up in Amory on WLAK. Unfortunately, due to NCAA lawyers, not able to put it on the stream for you. The good news is, though, the game tomorrow, the Badger game, is going to be on broadcast television on CBS. So you can watch it over the air on CBS as well. Marquette, the Golden Eagles play tonight at 6:25 against New Mexico, the Lobos, in their first game. Good luck to Marquette as they continue on there or start the NCAA tournament. And then in Badger women's hockey, the Frozen Four gets underway in Minneapolis. It is Wisconsin taking on the Golden Gophers of Minnesota at 7:30 tonight. And that one, a little tougher to find. Some stations carry it on the radio. Otherwise, you have to go to ESPN Plus. And, you know, I don't want to go too far down this road, but it just burns me up that some of the best hockey you're going to see is in the women's Final Four. Wisconsin going for their 8th national championship. And Mark Johnson just named the National Coach of the Year for Women's Hockey Coach in College. And it just seems to me, you know, regular listeners of this show know how much I like, you know, Peacock and all these streaming services. And it would seem to me that a national Final Four would deserve more than ESPN Plus.
I would certainly agree.
Yeah, but that's what we're dealt with, and so that's what we have to go with. But great, good luck to Mark Johnson and the Wisconsin women's Badger hockey team in the Frozen Four tonight. Going to talk a little bit about vernal equinox. I guess first full day of spring is today, technically yesterday, but first full day. We'll talk a little bit about that. And one of our regular listeners, L.A. Tom, was right on top of this. He read my mind because this is something I wanted to bring up today as well. I've worked in politics for a long time, and the joke was, you know, if we just go out and stand on the street and give everybody $100 to vote for the person that we're working for, that would be more useful than it would be to actually run all these ads. Well, now Elon Musk is doing just that here in Wisconsin. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But right now, at 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, time to play What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on statewide radio across all 11 stations of the Civic Media News, Sports, and Talk Network. Glad to have you along. Coming up on Monday, though, be with us in hour number two on Monday as we'll be doing one of our Break into Spring Text to Win Trivia. Chula Vista Resort Packages, Milwaukee Brewer Club Level Seats, $100 in cash, and it's not from Elon Musk, by the way. And the grand prize, a wonderful package prize from Verlo Mattresses. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune into the show next week, starting on Monday, for your chance to win each and every day. But right now, no actual money. We just have a little fun with this every day in the second hour. And as they say, Zomer, it's timely, timely indeed, because, you know, some people are buying new TVs to watch the March Madness. There's a TV just like the Super Bowl. People will buy TVs this time of year. But also now we're getting in, now that warm weather, it won't be long until you'll have family reunions. Easter's coming up. You get together with extended family and the like. So here now, what's worse? Extended warranties or extended family? Extended warranties or extended family? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Both controversial, because when you buy a product, big box store, doesn't really matter. Well, would you like the extended warranty with that? I mean, if you don't have the extended warranty, if something happens, you're going to have to pay for it.
Nowadays, it doesn't matter. Even if you have the extended warranty, you still got to pay for it.
I kind of think that. And then extended family, I mean, we all love our family for the most part, but there seems to be that third cousin twice removed that shows up at things. You're like, oh my gosh. I mean, either A, they're from a completely different political bent from you, or they're just annoying. You know, so what's worse, extended family or extended warranties? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie from the North Woods standing by. Ollie, we appreciate you holding on. Extended warranty or extended family? Ollie, what's worse?
Well, you know, the times, they are changing. I'm going to go with the worst is the extended family, because if you have an extended warranty, you usually get on the phone and try to get some response, and there is no response. But with extended family, if you have an issue within your own family, everyone's on social media putting in their 2 cents worth, whether you want it or not.
That's a great point. That's a really great point. And social media, as you said, Facebook or whatever, it has brought us closer. And sometimes that's a good thing. You think, well, we don't see these people and you love them and you want to know more about them. And then other people, you know, other times, not so much.
Yeah, you don't want them airing your dirty laundry all over social media.
Right. That's another great point. You tell somebody, you know, something's going on in the family, and then before long, it's all over social media. I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much, Ali. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Dave in New Berlin on the text line says, I think that extended families are worse. I think with extended family, you really have no clue who you are going to meet. Well, now that happens too, right? When you go, especially at family reunions, there might be a cousin out there or a cousin spouse that you've never met. And you're like, I had no idea this person is part of our family. Has that happened to you, Summers?
Yeah, or just significant others, not necessarily married, but someone will bring their new boyfriend. It's just like, oh yeah, right. The last one was a winner and you sure are too. Nice to meet you, I guess. I won't be seeing you next year.
That's a great point because, you know, again, extended family, cousins, great aunts, whatever, that are going through significant others, you know, like a change of underwear. And like you say, you know, you're not going to see this person again.
Right.
Just based on family history. 855-752-4842. Brian in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK, says extended warranties are worse. I haven't owned a car since 2015, and somehow I keep getting a call about my car warranty. Weren't you just talking about this, Summers, and you get these calls?
Hello, Brian. We're trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Yeah, like right. Just those automated calls like that are very annoying, and lots of scams. You get those, like a text,
say, a
like,
of,
hey, you have a $500 right. charge on PayPal, and it's like, no, I don't. Go right. away.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a listener on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha. Hi, Todd. I think extended warranties are worse because they are never valid when you need them. As for extended families, the more the merrier. Nan from Brookfield. All right, well, Jim's wife. Well, look at that. Jim's wife calling, texting in. Very good. Appreciate that, Nan. Yeah, I agree with that. That, you know, if you have more support, that's always a good thing. Roger checking in on Facebook. Roger says, checking in from Stevens Point. Oh, very good. Beautiful Stevens Point. We've taken the show there on the road at UW Stevens Point, saying the extended warranty is worse. The day after it expires, the TV fries. Now, isn't that the truth? Have you had that happen, Zomers? I got a warranty for that, and then, no, I don't.
Yeah, I had it happen with a tablet I had years ago where.
Really?
As soon as the warranty was done, so was the tablet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, extended warranties or extended family? You could also text us on the Civic Media app. One of our great UPS drivers, Sean, in here in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says, oh, this is back to Mark Johnson and the Badger women's hockey team. Says, Todd, being a big Mark Johnson fan as you are, you got to see the movie Miracle. Yes, you're 100% right. And it's on my to-do list, and I haven't taken time to do it. This would be a great weekend to do that. I heard it's a great movie on the 1982 Olympians in Lake Placid when they knocked off the Soviet Union there. Of course, Mark Johnson was part of that U.S. Olympic team, as well as being on the Badger hockey team when his dad, Bob Johnson, was a coach, and they won a national championship. Mark Johnson wins a gold medal with the U.S. Olympic team, then comes back to Wisconsin, starts the women's hockey program, and has now won 7 national titles with the Badgers. They are going for their 8th national title tonight, starting at 7:30 in Minneapolis. All right, that's great. We'll come back to a little bit more on what's worse. Also tell you what's news, breaking news in terms of Elon Musk wants to give you a Benjamin for your vote. We'll explain on the other side. It's the All Ball Show, live from Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Date night is coming up. Where should we go that isn't the same old thing?
Hola, mi amore. Any thoughts for our next date night?
I found a hidden gem in Stratford called the Little Corner Bar and Grill.
Sounds good. Tell me more.
We could go Saturday and get a famous steak or lobster, a giant T-bone, and I know how much you love a good steak.
The Little Corner Bar and Grill, located next to Buccaneers on County Road M, Stratford.
The gold ball is back home. Congratulations to our Assumption Lady Royals winning the Division 5 State Basketball Championship. A thank you to all the parents, administrators, fans, to the coaches, players, our board ops, announcers, and our amazing sponsors. Congratulations to the Assumption Lady Royals.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Friday, the 21st of March, 2025. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Play a little What's Worse here. We're on location at WRCE in Richland Center. What's worse, extended warranties or extended families? Our very own news director here at WRCE, Joanne Krulatz, popped in quickly because, Joanne, you said you just had an experience with this.
Yes, I think extended warranties are the worst, especially when you go shopping, you go through the self-checkout, and you buy a set of sheets, and it asks if you want the extended warranty.
You bought sheets?
I bought a set of sheets. I thought, well, what's the extended warranty on these? Does that mean if they develop a hole or when they're worn out, do I get a free set? I don't know.
I've never heard an extended warranty being offered on sheets.
I haven't either. Until yesterday.
Good gosh. I mean, do you remember how much it was?
The sheets were on clearance for $20. They were plenty of sheets.
How much did they want out of you for the extended warranty?
I think it was like $2 and some cents or something. I don't remember.
Now, see,
I was just too flabbergasted that it came
up. I've never heard of that. But they get, as they say, they get you coming and going.
Oh, yes. You know, at least with extended family, if you don't want to talk to them, you just don't talk to them. But
I wish there was an extended warranty on extended family.
You think that would help?
I don't know. They'd probably be expired by the time you need it.
Probably.
All right, John, we appreciate you stopping by. Always great to see you, my friend.
Oh, it's always fun to have you here.
All right, thank you very much. Joanne Krulatz, everybody, our news director here at WRCO, WRCE. That was a lot of fun. What's worse, extended warranties or extended family? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the Civic Media app. Mr. Zomeris, we have anybody that we're still haven't gotten to yet, or are we all caught
Not
up
at the
right
moment
now?
We're caught up.
All right, we're all caught up. So we'll start this now, and then we're going to get to it more of it after the break here, and before we end the show, we're going to have a board game of the week by Zomeris. This is breaking news across the Associated Press and other places. Many thanks to L.A. Tom for seeing this and sending it in as well. I've just seen the same thing. I'm like, holy cow, I got to talk about this. So as I said, regular listeners of this program know I was in politics for a long time, and you know, one of the old jokes is, oh, rather than spending all this money on TV ads or radio ads or newspaper ads, wouldn't we be farther ahead by just, you know, giving out $100 to people and saying, vote for our person? Well, here now, and this is real, not making this up, according to the Associated Press, quote, a group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to, quote-unquote, activist judges, a move that comes 2 weeks before the state's Supreme Court election and after the Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk's Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X, or used to be known as Twitter, last night. It promises $100 for each Wisconsin voter who signs the petition and another $100 for each signer they refer. So, I mean, if you sign a petition saying you're activist or against activist judges, and then you refer somebody and they sign, you both get $100. Doesn't say there's a limit. Back to the AP story, the campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, said Musk was trying to buy votes, absolutely, ahead of the April 1st election. The offer was made 2 days after early voting started in the hotly contested race between Crawford and Brad Schimmel, the preferred candidate of Musk, Trump, and the Republicans. I added in Trump, by the way. The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Musk's PAC used a nearly identical tactic ahead of the November presidential election, offering to pay $1 million a day to voters in Wisconsin and six other battleground states who signed a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments. Philadelphia's district attorney sued in an attempt to stop the payments under Pennsylvania law, but a judge said that the prosecutors failed to show that the effort was illegal lottery and it was allowed to continue through Election Day. America PAC and Building for America's Future, two groups that Musk funds, have spent, get this, more than $13 million trying to help elect Schimmel, according to a tally by the Brennan Center for Justice. The winner will determine whether the conservative or the liberal controls the court, of course. Crawford's campaign spokesperson accused Musk of trying to, quote, buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to secure a favorable ruling in his company's lawsuit against the state. Just days before Musk Group started spending on the Supreme Court race, electric car manufacturer Tesla sued Wisconsin over its decision to not allow it to open up dealerships. Musk, of course, is the CEO of Tesla and also the head of rocket ship manufacturer SpaceX. Tesla's case could ultimately come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. What do you think of this? Elon Musk now offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition against what he calls quote-unquote activist judges and give you another $100 for everybody that you refer. I mean, it couldn't possibly have anything to do with the fact that his company, Tesla, is going to have a case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Couldn't possibly be that he might be trying to literally buy your vote. I find this extraordinarily disturbing.
Mark from Prairie to Sac texts in, I thought that was illegal. Yeah, probably. Does it matter? No. Logic and law are irrelevant when it comes to Donald Trump and Elon Musk. They do what they want. Consequences be damned.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're getting around this by saying, oh, we're not actually buying votes. We're having people sign a petition. Well, there's what people say and then what they really mean. And I think this is just another sign of multi-billionaires. Elon Musk is literally the richest person in the world. And $100 to him is basically like a penny to you and I.
Maybe not even, right?
And now he's offering $100 here in Wisconsin to swing this election. This election is coming up on April 1st. Early voting is on right now. You can go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov to register and see where to vote. Don't let our votes be bought, folks. And think about which candidate is trying to buy your vote, Brad Schimmel, and which candidate is trying to uphold the law in Wisconsin, Susan Crawford. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show is the Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The legislative breakfast took place at Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids Friday morning. Four local and state officials attended to give residents an update on their work and take questions. Senator Pat Teston represents the 24th Senate District. Teston spoke to his efforts to attract more people and businesses to Wisconsin.
We are in direct competition with 49 other states, and we have to position ourselves to make the case as to why this is the best place to come and relocate, rehabitate, start a new career, start a new business.
He said we need innovative ideas to bring people here from other states or bigger cities. Representative Scott Krug from Assembly District 72 said Wisconsin Rapids has a lot of strengths despite losing the mill as an employer.
If you're over in Stevens Point and you can't find a starter home, where are you looking? Come to Wisconsin Rapids.
Krug also pointed out Solaris's high-speed internet for people looking to work from home and the bountiful lakes and parks we have in Wood County. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher said in his first 11 months in office, he's worked to reach out to surrounding communities to increase communication.
Within the city itself, just breaking down the silos between departments and getting the department heads to work together through mainstream of services and make it as efficient and effective as possible.
Mayor Zacher said they're also working to upgrade the city website to be more smartphone friendly for easy communication. Senator Corey Tomchek represents the 29th Senate District and is in the middle of his first term. He said he's reintroducing his 9 bills from last year Governor Evers vetoed.
I am very interested in fixing our tax brackets and fixing the tax burden for people of the state of Wisconsin to improve our standing in the Midwest and improve everybody's lives.
All representatives encourage people to reach out and make their voices heard on the issues they care about. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season 1 was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with those winds warming us up to highs flirting with 50. Some spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, and a few flurries could mix in there. As winds switch out of the north and drag us cold, down to the teens. But for tomorrow, it'll be calm and sunny, with highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hanisch. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, the 21st of March. Great to have you along to end the week. Beautiful day here in southwest Wisconsin as we bring the show to you today from WRCE in Richland Center, talking about this breaking news across the Associated Press and otherwise that Elon Musk's PAC, richest man in the world, essentially the co-president right now with Donald Trump, his PAC is offering each Wisconsinite $100 to sign a petition, what he says is against quote-unquote activist judges. Giving you another $100 for every person that you refer that also signs a petition. Less than 2 weeks before the state Supreme Court race, which will decide the lean of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Essentially trying to buy your vote for Brad Schimmel on Donald Trump's behalf. Oh, and guess what? Elon Musk and Tesla, his car company, have a case that is likely to come before the Supreme Court in the upcoming session. What do you think about that? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cam, listening in Appleton, on the line. Cam, thanks for calling. What say you?
Okay. Hey, Todd. Hey, Aaron. I'm trying to remain calm about this because I'm not trying to sound spooky or anything, but I actually had looked quite a bit into the last time he did one of these sweepstakes. And sweepstakes is loosely used here because when he offered a grand prize last time, so they had like the small payments that were guaranteed, but then the grand prize was never actually issued out to people. It was pre-selected. He already knew who was going to get it. There's no grand prize yet this time, but I'm highly encouraging people, even if you think that you're going to grift Elon by signing up for it, taking the money, and then voting less anyways, do not do any of it. Do not sign up for it. Do not do any of it. Do not take his money, period. Philip Lowe is the CEO of NeuroVigil. He used to be friends with Elon for about 14 years, and he's been talking about how Elon likely did hire people to hack the election. And if you believe that or not, that's whatever. But if you were going to do it in order to switch the votes, the exact information that they ask of you to fill out inside of the sweepstake that he's running is more information than would ever be needed in a sweepstake, and is also just exactly the amount of information that would be needed to query you inside of voting on the machines, because it's the same information you use to vote.
Well, I think that's valuable information, Cam, and I appreciate you calling and passing it along. And I think it's just a good reminder that there are all kinds of scams out there, and that our voting information is some of the most sacred information. And to only give that out and to use that on reputable sources like our county, city, and town clerks. And there's no reason to take this scam by Elon Musk. And certainly, you know, I think Cam, you make a good point that you think, well, hey, you know, $100, I'll tell them that I'm going to vote for Schimmel, but I'm going to still vote for Crawford. But hey, I got $100. I took the guy. I think you have a very good point, Cam. There's a price. There's always a catch, right? Every scam out there. And it goes back to, you know, what our grandparents, our parents told us as kids. If it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. And that's great advice. This Elon Musk scam right now, offering you $100, Cam is right. There's always a price to pay. And they want our personal information for whatever they may or may not do with it. But it's also trying to, you know, we talk about money in politics and that they are essentially trying to buy an election, trying to drown out the other voices in the town square, being used metaphorically. But here we have Elon Musk and Donald Trump literally now trying to buy our votes for $100. And I would simply say, whoever that you plan to vote for, and again, I'm voting for Susan Crawford because I think that she's the person that's going to interpret the laws as they're written mostly. or most closely to that, versus Brad Schimmel, who is saying campaigning as an activist judge, saying he will do whatever Donald Trump wants. I think that's extraordinarily dangerous. And that's why I'm voting for Susan Crawford. But regardless, as I've said for a long time, always said, I want everybody who's eligible to vote. All citizens should vote. It's our duty, regardless of whether you agree with me or not. But think about before you sell your vote for $100. Think about the men and women who have died alone and in pain. Some of them with limbs blown off and guts hanging out. And the last thought that many of these people most likely have, and if you talk to historians and veterans who were with some of these people as they died on the battlefield, one of the last thoughts that these folks have is, I hope it meant something. Abraham Lincoln said this at Gettysburg, they shall not have died in vain. Don't let the men and women who have fought for our freedoms, for the right for elections, to die in vain. Their lives were worth more than $100, folks. So think about that before you make this deal with the devil, Elon Musk. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul is on the line. Wisco, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, happy Friday, Todd. Thanks for taking my call, as always. As it is, it's hard to watch the local news at night. It's one political ad after the other. United Citizens, that really messed things up. But this $100 thing from Musk, even if I liked the other side, I'd vote against him. You know what I mean? I mean, right. if Crawford was doing this, I'd go, hey, this is a bridge too far. You know, isn't there some law against this, or I guess not? Anything's on the table now, I guess. Is that correct, Todd?
Well, I'm not an attorney. I don't know all the laws, but I think the way my understanding as a non-attorney, the way they're getting around this is they're saying we're not buying votes. We're just asking people to sign a petition, but with a wink and a nod, right? I mean, we all know what they're doing, but they get around it by saying that wasn't our intent.
Well, I don't know where this is going, Todd. Between this and AI and everything else, it's hard to keep up with everything. Anyway, at any rate, good luck with the groundhog, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Wisco. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the West Coast. A couple of calls. First to San Francisco we go, and David in San Francisco. Thanks for listening out there. David, what say you?
Well, hey, Chad, you had the newswoman on at the start of this hour, and maybe she could get some of a publicity for civic media by asking the campaign, I hate to say his name, the crooked Supreme Court justice candidate, but to ask him where he stands on this idea of buying on his way onto the Supreme Court. If he would actually support it, then you could obviously see that he'd be a crook. And just the Tesla dealership issue is probably the least of what Elon's got in mind for screwing Wisconsin. There could be hundreds of different rulings that could make a difference, you know, about data capture, if Elon has made his way into the Treasury and he's gotten all of our Social Security numbers, then could a Supreme Court ruling make it legal for him to fish or to steal the assets of Wisconsinites? Yeah. So ask the candidate where he stands on it, and if he supports it. And of course, do everything you can do to get the who's the other person that's running?
Susan Crawford is the other candidate.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Susan Crawford, it sounds like she's pretty honest. Is Susan Crawford a good candidate?
Well, I've said I'm voting for her because I think she is the person that's most representative of small D democracy, and she has not pledged her allegiance to a presidential partisan figure. like Schimmel has to Trump.
Susan Crawford. I got to remember that name. Susan right. Crawford. Susan Crawford. And I wonder where she stands on it.
She is not coming. She's not trying to buy votes for $100 that I've heard so far. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, David. 855-752-4842. Keep it on the West Coast. L.A. Tom, out to Los Angeles, California. L.A., what have you got?
I just have to tell you, Todd, I am so disgusted by this. I just don't know why we keep on giving these people a pass. Because, honestly, this is a democracy. This is what you, like you said, this is what people died for. And what, $100 bounty is gonna, it's just, I'm so disgusted by it because, like, I think, well, first off, I think everyone should listen to Cam. Because honestly, it doesn't matter if, you know, the Democrats want democracy. The Democrats are gonna say everything is okay in terms of the polling and the voting and all of that kind of stuff, which it probably is in terms of on an exterior level. But there's something going on behind the scenes with these computers and hackings and all of these other things that I'm not saying that it's Democrats that are getting screwed, even though I think Kloppenberg did, and I think that's when it all started. But I do think that we as Americans need to be a little bit more concerned about the fairness of the vote. You know, Greg Palast and all the voter suppression that goes on. I mean, are Democrats going to lose every election because they keep on saying that democracy is fine?
No, I think you raised great points. So that's why, I mean, here in Richland Center, where I'm at right now, Derek Van Orden showed up just like a groundhog. He appears about once a year. He was here for a private Republican event for a Lincoln Day dinner. They charged $40 a person to get in, which I've never heard that kind of a price in Richland County, by the way. But there were by all reports, both our news reporting and the local newspaper, around 100 protesters. It was peaceful. They had American flags, Ukrainian flags, signs that said things like "You work for us," and they stayed on the sidewalk. They didn't cause any sort of a disturbance, but they let their voices be heard. And I think you're right, LA Tom, that the one thing peaceful protesting does is allows people to come together and say, we're not going to stand for this in a democracy like the United States of America, which for now we still have, but it is perilously close to slipping through our fingers.
Yeah, it's just really, like I said, it's disgusting. I would recommend everyone check out Bernie Sanders and AOC going around the country, going to red areas, and on this oligarchy tour, because you know what? Yeah. They're not far left, loon left. They are, if anything, common sense people.
I think some of their messages, LA, are good. And I mean, like what he did up in Altoona, suburb of Eau Claire, and taking it to kitchen table politics like that. But then they mix in with some of these things that just don't connect with, especially with rural Americans.
They're not.
I don't think they're the right messengers. I don't think they're the right messengers. That's my opinion.
I know, but I heard the whole speeches that they've said. I'm telling you, all of this stuff that people think that, oh, they're talking about LGBTQ rights. No, it's the Republicans who are obsessed with the bathrooms.
That's fine. I get that.
They're responding to it. They're on the TV constantly talking about this. The Democrats are just basically saying everybody is included. What is wrong with everybody being included?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I have a really hard time with that. I know. I'm just passionate about this because I'm really tired of the Republicans doing this stuff. And getting away with it.
Right. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the passion. Have a great weekend, Tom. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison. We have less
than... have time. No.
Zobbers has cut me off. Zobbers says, no, you're not going there. All right, we'll try to fit Dick in on the other side. And also the board game in spring. It'll be a busy 8 minutes. Come on back as we finish it up. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Date night's coming up this Friday. Where can we go that this isn't the same old fish fry? Hola, mi amore. Any thoughts on date night?
I found this hidden gem in Stratford called the Little Corner Bar and Grill.
Sounds good. Tell me more.
They have a great walleye, the classic cod, jumbo shrimp, and even unicorn fish.
The Little Corner Bar and Grill, located next to Buccaneers on County Road M, Stratford.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports from ABC, CBS, our local news team. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter as well. Then it'll be another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Then Dom Selvia from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabe takes over at 6 o'clock with Nightlight. Looking forward to that. Great lineup here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots to get to here. Let's try to do it quickly. Back to the phone lines, talking about this report now today that Elon Musk's PAC, billionaire Elon Musk, Donald Trump's buddy, is paying people $100 to sign a petition against what he calls, quote, activist judges, unquote. Mary in Tulsa texting in and saying, Todd, can you explain more about these activist judges on the MAGA Musk petition? I don't know a lot about it other than the news reports, Mary. It just simply says, according to people who have seen it, that the petition is against what he, Elon Musk, is calling activist judges. And it would appear, based on past behavior in the fall elections, that he is essentially trying to buy votes for Brad Schimmel, who is endorsed by Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So that's what I can tell you. 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What do you have?
I couldn't agree with what was called Paul Moore. You'd think it would be illegal, but unfortunately, Todd, what happened in 2010 with Citizens United opened the floodgates for money to stream from any place. Mm-hmm. But I have figured something out in the last couple of days. I've finally figured out, after a full term of Trump once and 2 months in, what his real MO is, and I think it's this. You know, mm-hmm. Obama made that passionate speech about no red states, no blue states, you know, right. And he wanted to be the president of everyone. And so did every other president I've lived under. This guy, I think, he hates anybody that didn't vote for him, period. American or not. And mm-hmm. he can't wait to see them all standing in front of a burn barrel wondering where their next meal's coming from. He wants to be the head of his cult, and he doesn't give a damn about anybody else.
Appreciate the call.
He could care less about the rest of his country.
Yeah, cruelty does seem to be the point to a lot of this, to your point. Appreciate the call, Dick. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, Zomers, what do you think? A quick version of Board Game of the Week or Spring Equinox?
Up to you.
Well, what do you think?
Well, okay, let's do a board game, I guess.
All right, a speed round board game of the week. Here we go.
Welcome back to the third consecutive board game of the week. We're doing a great job sticking onto schedule these days on the Todd Allbaugh Show.
We try.
This week's board game is for all of you fans of Legos and monkeys out there.
Wait a minute. You found a board game that involves both Legos and monkeys, two of my favorite things, although my compadre Kurt is going to freak out because he hates monkeys, but go ahead.
I sure did. This game is called Monkey Palace, a Lego board game released last year. So they've done board games in the past, but they were always pretty simplistic. But last year, Lego put a lot more effort into it, and now it's like a real game. And so each player is putting pieces together to make like a palace, a temple, and get different features on there based on the cards they draw, and try to appease a very picky monkey. And stop! Get out of here! Stop that! The monkey followed me in, but very picky monkey.
That's going to give some of our listeners PTSD. But go ahead.
Apologies for that. But yeah, I mean it's a big. Got a bunch of arches that you put together and try and build off of each other's palace pieces and try and appease the monkey.
So at the end of the day, the point is?
It depends on the different parts that you have to build with. You can get different points for building certain features. It's kind of hard to explain over the radio, but it makes a lot of sense when you have it in front of you.
But you have monkeys and you have Legos. You really can't go wrong.
You got one Lego monkey.
Not live monkeys.
No, it's a Lego monkey that you try to attract to your side of the board.
Could it be Legos and groundhogs?
It could. I believe there's a Lego groundhog.
All right, that's the board game of the week. How much does it cost?
Oh, it's about $40.
Oh, 40 bucks. All right. And what's it called again?
Monkey Palace.
Monkey Palace. All right. Very quickly, greetings to the first full day of spring, also known as the vernal equinox. The exact moment it happened was 4:01 a.m. yesterday on the spring and fall equinox. The sun rises due east and sets due west. That's true everywhere for people, everywhere that people live on Earth. If you want to mark a line that runs due east and west, well, it will be a little off because this should have been done yesterday. Pick a spot to stand with a view to the horizon. At sunset, pound a stake or set a big rock at the point where the sun is on the horizon. You'll observe that an equinox is the midpoint for the sun's movement north in summer and south in winter. If you're a morning person, you could follow the same process at sunrise instead of sunset. Sunset in Wisconsin, well, it was last night, ranges from 7:02 p.m. in Sturgeon Bay to 7:24 in Hudson. That's incredible. For sunset or sunrise times where you live, simply go to time and date, spelled out the words, timeanddate.com. There you go, a little factoid to bring spring in. Sommers, a great program, a great week. We appreciate all of your work. Phil Nee, Joanne Krulatz for being here, and all of you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week at some point back in our studios back in Madison. Make it a great weekend. Go Wisconsin Badger hockey tonight. Lady Badgers at 7:30. Men's basketball Badgers at 6:45 tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you next week. Maggie Dawn is next.
Groundhogs beware.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to the economics department chair at UW Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge is about to start a hearing on whether the Trump administration ignored his order to turn around plane loads of alleged Venezuelan gang members that were being deported. Trump has called for the judge to be impeached. He claims Secretary of State Marco Rubio doesn't need a judge's permission.
He's gone to so many different countries already, and he's got the authority to get bad people out of our country.
The president announced Boeing will build the new F-47 fighter jet. Air Force General David Alvin.
We're going to write the next generation of modern aerial warfare with this.
The plane is designed to penetrate China's air defenses. The BBC's Rich Preston reports flights are landing at London's Heathrow Airport again after it was shut down by a substation fire.
Air Canada and also United in the US earlier saying that they have been told that they can get their passengers in the air as of Friday evening flying to London Heathrow.
Heathrow was shut down for 18 hours. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of